Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Two Iranian men are charged with this year's devastating ransomware attack on Atlanta City computer systems. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on today's federal indictments.
The so-called SamSam malware would encrypt data on victims' computers, then the hackers would ask for cryptocurrency ransoms to unlock them. The Justice Department says more than 200 hospitals, cities, and public institutions were hit, and $6 million in ransom payments were made. In March, Atlanta's technology infrastructure was crippled by the SamSam attack, forcing the city largely offline for close to a week. Electronic court records were inaccessible, residents couldn't pay traffic tickets or utility bills, and years of police dashcam footage were lost. Both men are wanted by the FBI and are believed to be in Iran. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Hungry families still recovering from Hurricane Michael will receive disaster food assistance. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports on this unprecedented aid.
The month of emergency food benefits for many in South Georgia is over. And a $430 million disaster relief package passed in special session by the General Assembly included no money for hunger relief. So for the first time ever, the Georgia Division of Family and Children's Services will dig into their own budget to fund temporary disaster assistance, or DTANF, for needy families. DFAC's interim director, Tom Rawlings.
It may be anywhere from $14 to $30 million available for families that have that economic impact.
Rawlings says it's likely he will ask the General Assembly and Governor-elect Kemp to add the money back to the DFAC's budget in 2019. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Georgia Tech football coach Paul Johnson is retiring. The 61-year-old made the surprising announcement today. He coached the Yellow Jackets for 11 seasons. Johnson says he'll coach one more game at Georgia Tech, staying on for the bowl game. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.